The Rugby Championship starts tomorrow morning. The early game is between Australia and New Zealand, and I think it's probably going to be more watchable than the afternoon 5 o'clock kickoff between South Africa and Argentina in Durban. Rugby writer Gavin Rich joins us now. Hello, Gavin. It's one of those games where winning's not going to be enough for South Africa. If they lose, it's doom and gloom. If they win ugly, it's going to be, oh dear, we're going to struggle against Australia and New Zealand.
Hello, John. Yes, you're 100% correct. And I always remember being in Argentina, I think it was in 2005, when early in the morning after a game before where South Africa had really struggled, where Drake White had provided, he called an early morning press conference, and one of the things he said then was, you know, well, the one good thing about yesterday is that we won, and at least I won't be the first Springbok coach to lose to Argentina. You know, that sort of thing always hung over, and that hung over South African coaches. Of course, we have lost to Argentina now. We've lost twice in the last couple of years, but I don't think that has added to the interest, of having Argentina in town. There isn't too much interest in the game tomorrow from the Durban people, certainly not in terms of going to the stadium. Apparently only 25,000 people, which is a bit disappointing, but it seems to be the sign of the times, and certainly Argentina haven't helped themselves this week in trying to promote the game, because they've been reluctant to speak anything but Spanish in some of the media interviews and so forth. So I think rugby actually needs to look at that and needs to make more of an effort to set itself. But back to your question, yes, South Africa should win. It's a question really of by how much.
The interest then is to look at how combinations work, how well Eben Etzebeth comes back into the locking position, how this rejigged loose trio, which has Sia Khaleesi shifting from one side of the scrum to the other with different duties. It's that kind of thing that the keen rugby followers will be looking at.
Yes, absolutely, John, and it seems to be the way at the moment with Rossi Erasmus. He's trying to grow his depth in the squad. It's his stated objective, and he's stated it several times now, that he wants to go to the World Cup next year with 36 players who are all equally capable and all equally capable of playing, not only playing international rugby, but possibly winning a World Cup, at least mounting a strong challenge for the World Cup. So we're going to have this for a while. People keep asking me about this team. Is this the strongest team? And I say, well, I don't know. It depends. We'll see what Rossi comes up with in the next game. Maybe that will be an even stronger team. You know, there are some players that you could imagine would be in the side on another day. Jesse Creel, perhaps. But it's a game where there are a number of focus areas. I think the main one will be on that loose trio. It's a while since he has played on the blind side of the scrum, even though he did it a lot earlier on in his career. Francois Lowe's back. He was really good. The last time he played for the Boxer, that was at number 8 in Cape Town last year against the All Blacks, if I remember correctly. And then Warren Whiteley. To me, Warren Whiteley's never really made it at international level. He's never really been a massive influence on the game at test match level. So I think there's a lot of pressure on him to actually really step up and produce a good performance tomorrow.
And particularly those of us who have our rugby allegiances down here in the Western Cape, Gavin, very keen to see Damien Villens get on. I'm sure he will as a substitute. Rossi Erasmus thinking of bringing him on at 15, but if there's an injury earlier, he'll probably come on at 10. This boy looks like the real deal.
Absolutely, and I think that's why it could be a very significant day for South African rugby tomorrow, because I think that Ashton Williams is going to have a long and very distinguished career, probably in the number 10 jersey and not in the number 15, but you're quite right, he is poised to play there tomorrow. I can tell you that one little sort of curveball, I'm looking out my hotel window at the moment, I'm in good. I'm looking out my hotel window and it just looks really, really bleak out there, and there's a big southwester buffeting in, and that normally means rain. And there is rain predicted for tomorrow. So if there are treacherous conditions, it's going to be a very difficult debut for Damien Willemse, because he hasn't played too often, at fullback, and that makes it particularly difficult. So I hope for his sake and for South Africa's sake that this weather doesn't last into tomorrow. But certainly at the moment, it looks very bleak.
Gavin Rich in Durban, thank you very, very much indeed. That kickoff is at 5:05. I'm not exactly sure what time. I don't even know where the Australia-New Zealand game is being played tomorrow.